Are we there yet? Jimmy asks from his car seat in the back. Not yet, replied his mom for the third time since leaving their house an hour ago. Flustered and disappointed, Jimmy leans his head against his seat, looks out the window, and tries to make the time pass quickly as he counts the trees. The anticipation of spending Thanksgiving at Grandma and Grandpa's house was just too much to take. He wanted to be there already. He didn't want to wait anymore. He wanted to get to the good part, eating the good food, spending time with his cousins, watching movies, and drinking hot chocolate. Are we there yet? No, Jimmy. A few minutes pass. How about now? No, Jimmy. You're just gonna have to be patient and wait. Be patient and wait. Oh, how many times have I heard those words? Be patient and wait. I don't know about you, but I am not too fond of waiting. Waiting is a lot less enjoyable than fulfillment, and yet we find ourselves waiting all the time. It's inevitable, isn't it? We spend so much of our waking hours waiting. We wait in line at the store. We wait and we wait and we wait in traffic. We wait at work to go home. We wait for the coffee to brew. And some of us even wait till it's 6:30 at night so we can watch Wheel of Fortune. And it seems as though we are always waiting for something. I wonder what you're waiting for today. Are you like Jimmy anticipating the holiday season on this first Sunday of Advent? I bet some of you already have your Christmas decorations up and The Sounds of the Season by Barry Manilow has been on repeat in your car. You just can't wait for Christmas. One of the ways parents explain this waiting to children and how long it will take to get to a big event is by counting their sleeps. How many times they will wake up and go to sleep before, say, their birthday or Christmas. I wonder how many children or even adults out here know how many sleeps till Christmas. What are you waiting for? Some of you might be the opposite, not anticipating the holidays, but anticipating them being over and life getting back to normal. We can get so caught up in buying presents, attending all of the parties, getting the decorations to look just right, that the holidays become more stress-filled and less about joy and peace. Or sometimes the holidays can even recall painful memories of missing loved ones, feeling lonely, being in financial trouble, and the list goes on. What are you waiting for? Some of you are waiting for bigger things. Waiting for test results, for procedures or appointments. Waiting for a new stage of life, whether that be a wedding or a divorce to be final, for a baby to be born. Some of you may even be waiting at the bedside of someone who's about to transition from this life to the next. Sometimes it feels like we are stuck in a wilderness of waiting. Now, I think we can all agree that waiting in general is not fun. Just as Jimmy was ready to get to the good part, we too find ourselves dreading the in-between time. Waiting is often the hardest part. And it causes anxiety. It causes us to keep looking into the days ahead, and often we don't pay attention to the here and the now. We twiddle our thumbs, and we too look out the window and count the trees as they go by. We wait in anticipation of something new, something good, something better. We wait for our life to be better when we get that new job, when we move into that new house, when we get to retire. We wait to get to the other side where the grass is always greener. And we find ourselves here today, this first Sunday of Advent, in the season of waiting. We will spend the next month preparing our hearts and minds and focusing our attention and, you guessed it, waiting. Waiting for the coming of Christ. Waiting to celebrate the birth of Jesus. But this season of waiting feels familiar. Haven't we been here before? Just 11 months ago? And we find ourselves once again singing the same hymns, lighting the Advent candles, hanging the greens, and hearing the same stories, like the Christmas story. We all love the Christmas story, how Mary is visited by an angel, becomes pregnant, travels to Bethlehem with Joseph, and gives birth to baby Jesus in a manger. But the season of Advent is much more than that. Our scripture passages today talk about the waiting for the coming of Jesus, but not as a baby in a manger. Advent is a time to remind us that we are also anxiously awaiting the second coming of Christ. Mark states in chapter 13, "Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory." And Isaiah echoes Mark saying, "Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence to make your name known." This is where we start the season of Advent. We as a congregation need to observe Advent differently than those who live December as a countdown to Christmas. We need to observe Advent as a time to open ourselves up to the mystery and the certainty of God's presence, waiting for two comings, the coming of baby Jesus and the coming of the redemptive Christ. In a few moments, we will gather at this table. And as we partake in communion, we will be nourished by the hope of God's coming and participate in God's future. Just as many of those who have gone before us did so many times. Communion is an opportunity for us to join together with this great cloud of witnesses who also waited. We are reunited with our brothers and sisters who too waited during this season of Advent. We are reminded that during our times of waiting, that many before us have also waited. They've waited for test results too, for a different stage of life. Each time we gather at this table, we join in the communion of all saints to worship and remember God's promise of peace and love, hope and healing, and redemption. Barbara Brown Taylor writes, "The promise may not be fully in hand. It may still be on the way. But to live reverently and deliberately and fully awake, that is what it means to live into the promise. That is what it means where the wait itself is as right as the end. Now, I generally love all of Barbara Brown Taylor's writings, but how could the weight itself be as good and as right as the end? What was she thinking? We just talked about how it causes anxiety and unrest and stress, this wilderness of waiting. And so I'm not going to stand up here today and change my mind and to tell you that no, waiting is the best part. Because the truth is, it's not. Waiting is so difficult, and it can still cause so much pain. But I do have good news. The Christ who came as a baby and who will come again, as Mark and Isaiah have recounted, also comes to you today. The one who came before to heal and to love and to offer peace, and the one who will come to bring us all home and to redeem us, comes to you today. The one who offers us life will come to you today. God does not wait to grant grace in the new year. God does not withhold love until we are deemed worthy. God is present and walking with us now, even as we wait. In the book While We Wait, Mary Lou Redding states, "This Advent, God calls us to come home for Christmas. God calls us to come back from all those places where we have settled for less than fullness of life in God's promises. God calls us back from all the ambitions and possessions that we have pursued, thinking they would satisfy us. And God calls us to let go of any bitterness that's keeping us from the love of Christ." In the next few weeks, when our heads are down wrapping presents and signing Christmas cards and decorating cookies and putting toys together for those little ones, I want to challenge you to stop, to look up, to pay attention, and be ready for the coming of Christ. Not just as an infant, but the second coming of this redemptive Christ. As we wait for a baby to be born in this season of Advent, let us also remember that the baby has already been born and is still being born in each of us. This Emmanuel who came and is coming is among us right now. Emmanuel, God with us, not just on Christmas Day, but Emmanuel, God with us now. So let me ask you again, what are you waiting for? God is ready to grant you grace right now. What are you waiting for? God wants you to know that you are loved just as you are. What are you waiting for? God wants to take the pain and the bitterness and the anxiety that comes with all this waiting and to replace it with her peace for you today. What are you waiting for? Amen.